Next question goes to Wendy. What can be done to reduce vandalism? And if a Brandonville resident asks you how to get their neighborhood registered as a Chesterfield County Neighborhood Watch Group with signs, training, and so on, what would you tell them?
That's very good. I always see the McGruff nights in August. I always come out, and it's a great opportunity, but I don't think all the neighborhoods participate, which is a shame. As far as reducing vandalism, I think that neighborhood diligence and watching out and just knowing what's going on and knowing who your neighbors are, that's what we see. So when something is not, you're immediately in tune with it. And as far as the neighborhood watch program, I think is a wonderful thing. My only objection to it would be is to have a sign posted out in each neighborhood or each street. Just, I don't know. I like the idea when you maybe enter into the community, but I don't want one posted at the end of my street. It's right there in every single street or every it's an overload. I think the community members here are the first line of defense. And if you're looking out your window, you know something's going on, or you see the neighbors across the street having your transactions in their driveways at 4 o'clock in the afternoon while you're playing with your kids, then you know something's up. It's not normal, it's not right. So pay attention to it, you know, when the teenagers are out at 2 o'clock in the morning walking down the street and staring at stuff, something's weird. So that would be, I think, educating people too, and just I love the nights out where everybody comes together, and I think if more people participate in them, you know, you have more eyes out there.
So. Joy. Vandalism has been a problem, especially in some of the open spaces. And about a year and a half ago, the Crime Prevention Committee went through neighborhoods and through school areas, and came up with a list of what they call low-hanging fruit, the things that we could do to reduce vandalism, to create more lighting or locks in places or different kinds of gating in places. And since that time, we've really made an effort to try to go out and do those things. This year, we've had much less vandalism. Now, whether that has anything to do with it or not, I don't know, but according to our statistics, we were much better off at the end of this summer than we were in the previous summer. And that needs to continue, especially up in Sunday Park. We see a lot of vandalism in the summer there. So we're hoping this year to have somebody patrol the park, like a park ranger, during some of the periods to try to reduce some of that. As far as Neighborhood Watch, we have several groups around here with Neighborhood Watch. I know Mr. Curry over in Cove Ridge has his Neighborhood Watch group. They've been functional for a good number of years. We also have the Pride Crime Prevention Committee. They have been trying to get more and more neighborhoods involved in the Neighborhood Watch program and have done so quite successfully. So I think if anyone wants to pursue that, you can give the office a call and we can start to steer you in the right direction.
Well, there's no one magic answer here to this, but communities that have been successful in reducing vandalism and responding to vandalism do a number of things, some of which have been mentioned. Wendy's response in terms of eyes and ears is very good. We all, I'm a great believer in the it takes a village approach. I mean, we all have a responsibility in Brandon Hill to keep our eyes and ears open for what's going on. And we need, you know, we generally know what's going on in our neighborhood, but, you know, it's not that, you know, we want to be busybodies, but we need to be engaged with our neighbors. We need to know who our neighbors are. We need to, as we walk, keep, you know, our eyes and ears open. Secondly, I think we've made real progress with the Crime Prevention Committee and made real steps forward in doing some of the things that Joyce has outlined in terms of enhancing neighborhood watch, increasing dramatically the number of neighborhood watches we have in terms of neighborhood, to provide some pieces to back to the board of things we can do better as the DCA to protect open space, protect our facilities. Another way that's very successful is the more we do to keep the community looking good, the less vandalism we will have. Additionally, the more we do in terms of community education, in terms of what we can do personally to not invite the kinds of vandalism that we don't want to see. It's interesting that we've been through a couple of times where ashes of cars being broken into and things taken. But in generally, those things have always occurred when something's very visible, CD player's been left, or an iPod, or money left, or cars been left unlocked. So the more working with our crime prevention committee and the county police that we can do to educate the residents, things we can do as a community to reduce our own impact on vandalism, the better. So I think we need to do all of those. Brandonville is pretty safe. I mean, I spent 25 years living in Southern California, in Los Angeles County. So trust me, Brandonville is a wonderful place. But it doesn't mean that we don't use good sense, that we don't take responsibility for the community through our eyes and ears, and we don't work to keep our community up.
Lock your cars. I'm kidding, but I remember reading the Village Mill, you know, and they've done a great job in addressing some of those issues and putting those things in the mill, kind of telling you what to do, you know, to help to reduce the vandalism. So I remember the lock your car. I've been in there several times for the last year about locking your car. If I remember right, I think the board did a study of SEPTEP, or I think was the name of it, or whatever it was, from the crime prevention, and they went around and, you know, looked at our facilities, like the Harbor Point Pool and the open spaces, and things that could be done. I think Joyce addressed that would help to reduce the vandalism. I think the other key factor is the Neighborhood Watch Program, and they are different, and they are separate. But I think that neighborhoods that have Neighborhood Watch Programs are better for not having as much vandalism, because people are more aware. You have people on each street and each block and that are looking out for everyone. It is a program from the county, and so if anybody asks you about what they could do or get involved, they need to contact the county, because it's a free service. They'll get training. They, you know, tell them how to set up their neighborhood, how to get involved in that. And, you know, so that, again, that I don't want to see too many signs either, so I'm one of those that doesn't want a lot of signs, okay? But I think it's nice to know that our community as a whole is, you know, it would be great to have a neighborhood watch program in each neighborhood in Brandonville. So we only have to post it once, but everybody knows when they come to Brandonville, they can't do those things. They can't, you know, try and vandalize our properties. They can't, you know, go after our residents, because we have people watching, and they're all over the community, and we as a community care, and we report things like that. If you see something that doesn't look right, or you see somebody in your neighborhood that isn't normally there, you know, let somebody know. And I think that's what's the best, being more aware. And it's harder, you know, we live our lives, we want to just go home and go in our house and stay in there and not come out. But, you know, we do have to get out and meet our neighbors and get involved in the program. I think, again, the SEPTEP thing, I think, is doing a great job with the common areas and helping to clean up those so that those aren't vandalized either, because that's going to cost us as a community. So that's it.
Okay. All right. Remember the original question. What would you do to reduce crime, and if somebody asked to set up a neighborhood watch in their community, would you be able to tell them what to do? Well, I think we've beaten that to death. But I do want to suggest that the answers to most of those questions are, I think Wendy put it earlier in a different question, the answer is in the community. It's you. It's in decentralizing what we want the association to do and empowering the community to do it. And whether that's covenant enforcement, we've instituted instituted a Neighbors Helping Brandonville Seniors program to help them with maintaining their properties where they can. Mr. McGinnis started this with the spearhead of the Community Improvement Grant, which basically is funding residents to improve open space and common areas in their own neighborhoods, again, decentralizing it. The Brandonville Community Association provides police support as a budget item, although that amount is half of what it is now than when I started on the Finance Committee 10 years ago. And again, the cost of it has just increased, so we're actually getting less than half that level of service. The solution has been to empower residents through the Crime Prevention Committee and Neighborhood Watches, my friend Mr. Curry, and the board to try to facilitate that and set that as one of our strategic goals for this past year, was to increase the number of Neighborhood Watches to 20 of our neighborhoods this year. So again, the solutions aren't Brandonville buying more police protection. We only buy one or two officers patrolling on weekends, and it's still $35,000 a year. The solution is keeping your lights on, adding lights outside. It's environmental design itself. It's locking your car. It's you and us looking out for each other, and that's the solution.